Well, all of us drive a car, whether it's to and from work, to the grocery store, to pick up our kids, whatever. And, you know, it could be dangerous at times, depending on where you are, depending on time of day, depending on the intersection. And Michigan Auto Law revealed the 2024 list of the most dangerous intersections in Michigan. Is an intersection by your house part of this list? Let's ask Steve Gersten, head of Michigan Auto Law. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I mean, these are the lists that people, like, you know, their interest is piqued. Is it near where I live? First, tell us why the car accident lawyers at Michigan Auto Law do this.
Sure. The real most important reason is we want to save lives, and we want to reduce the number of car accidents that occur every year. So right now, intersections are the second most common type of auto accident out there. About one-third of all car accidents and about one-third of all fatalities happen at intersections. You can't really do much about rear-enders, which are the number one most dangerous type of car accident, but you can do things about intersections. So we started publishing this list about 10 years ago, and the idea is, you know, not to scare people and say, hey, don't drive through intersections, but just giving them information so if they choose to, they can either drive a little bit more defensively, a little more carefully when going through intersections, or just choose to avoid them altogether. But the statistical probability of being involved in a car accident is greater at these intersections. And you know, the nice thing is we know we're making a big difference. You know, every year after we publish this list, we learn that there is more police presence monitoring, you know, local traffic safety and speeding. And even we've had intersections be completely redesigned by the state of Michigan Road Commission. So, you know, we know we're making a difference in helping to reduce the number of car accidents and hopefully save lives.
Steve, 11 Mile 696 in Van Dyke tops the list, 185 crashes. What's the issue here? What makes that spot so dangerous?
You know, I mean, every intersection is a little bit different. I think with 11 Mile and Van Dyke, it's just another one of those crazy type of salad bowl type intersections where you got a lot of drivers, compounded by, you know, unfortunately, all the dangerous driving behaviors we see that make it more likely to be involved in a car crash. So things like commercial businesses, people running late for work, speeding, driving while distracted, texting and driving. Mm-hmm. It's just a more dangerous area.
You know, something strikes me on your list that you've compiled. You know, that intersection, for example, of those 185 total crashes, there were 26 injuries. You go down the list, Orchard Lake and 14 Mile, which is another highly traveled, busy area. 5 injuries for 109 total crashes. The difference is that's a roundabout. Are we seeing less injuries at these roundabouts?
That's what the argument always.
Right.
Yeah. So, and it's proven on science. So roundabouts tend to have slightly higher numbers of car crashes, but the car accident injuries do tend to be less severe than at other intersections. Can I just add one thing? You know, the injuries is probably the least reliable and accurate part of this because it's only based on ambulances that were called to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So the real numbers, as auto accident lawyers and people that see this every day, it's probably 4 or 5 times higher because, you know, go into any emergency room anywhere in the state and you tend to see it full of people who've been in car crashes earlier that day that, you know, didn't go to the hospital in an ambulance, but came home and then pain gets worse and becomes worse. And then they decide to go to the emergency room. So, you know, the accident injuries is not really very accurate. Ask any neurosurgeon who does spinal surgery.
Sure.
You know, lots of people didn't go to the ER right away.
Or a defense attorney who has these cases.
Yeah.
right. You know, but sadly, you know, so much of our world now, we've become more aware of brain injuries, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And brain injuries are so serious. As parents, we learn about it with our kids when they play sports in high school. Brain injuries is another thing where it's often masked and can be masked for hours or even days while you have these chemical and metabolic changes in the brain that cause inflammation, they can, even in some cases like Natasha Richardson, cause death while they look completely fine at the scene.
But I mean, even if we're just talking about the numbers, the injuries, I mean, even if they are three or four times higher, they're still less than what we're seeing at some of these other busy intersections. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised by Hall Road. If anyone's traveled on M59, like, it is so busy. And you have a couple on here, Hall Road and Chaner, Hall Road, M59, and Hayes Road. And these two are new to the top 20 ranking. And I'm wondering, you know, more people are moving out there. It just seems busier.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's as people start moving out to the suburbs, exurbs, you know, outer areas for bigger backyards, what have you, you start to see new areas populate the list that weren't there last year. And, you know, what's really gratifying is sometimes you see areas redesigned, even if people hate roundabouts. You know, the reality is that there are a lot more injuries and accidents at areas like Orchard and 14 before that got redesigned into a roundabout. So, you know, I know roundabouts are always a hot button topic in Michigan, but, you know, it does seem to scientifically improve both the flow of traffic and lessen the severity of the crashes that do occur there in terms of there being an injury or fatality.
So for drivers out there right now that are driving, if they're approaching these high-risk intersections, Steve, what can they do differently to kind of protect themselves given the patterns you see in these crash reports?
So the most important thing I would say is just drive a little bit more carefully, drive a little more defensively. Don't try to beat a yellow light. Remember, you can be the safest driver in the world, but if the other driver going through the intersection is on their phone texting and driving, it's not going to matter. So, you know, I just tell, especially parents, you know, children model your behavior. If you speed, if you text and drive, if you're driving distracted, it doesn't matter what you tell your kids to do. They're going to model their behavior after you. So, you know, again, I just say just slow down. Be a little more careful. Look around you.
That's great advice for all of us driving. And if people want to get this list, how do they find it?
So the easiest way is go to the MichiganAutoLaw.com website. It's autolaw.com. We have the list of the 20 most dangerous intersections in the state of Michigan and the most dangerous intersections in your county. So we have Detroit, we have Wayne County, Oakland County, Macomb County.
Excellent.
Washtenaw, Genesee, all over.
So people will go there and find that. Steve Gersten, head of Michigan Auto Law, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That's great information, guys.
That's what I did too. I looked directly. Do I know any of these?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm near a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot of them quite often.
All right, we have one more hour here on JR Morning coming up. Lawmakers taking aim at Epstein secrets. Will the House finally vote? We'll talk about it next.